mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is Wednesday, the 22nd day of June 2005. We're going to be live for the next 3 hours. And I tell you what, last Friday we opened the phones up and took about 50 phone calls. I don't know if we'll take that many today because there's a lot of news, but I will take a ton of calls. We will go to them in the next segment. Any issue, any news item, any direction you want to take this broadcast for the minute or minute and a half that you're on with us, you're welcome to do it. That way more people get a chance to call in. Folks don't sit on hold as long, but mainly I just love the different directions that different callers take us in, the different news items they mention that I would have never gotten to or that I had forgotten to cover or that was deep in my stack of stuff, as they say. So the toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And boy, is there a lot of important news here. A major city wants to declare martial law. That's what the mayor is saying. A state of emergency just because of some crime. And this is happening all over the country. Very quietly, cities are going under states of emergency. Detroit has been under one for many years and was federalized. New Orleans, Louisiana, and many other major cities. But this time, a mayor is saying no, so you're hearing about it, and we'll get to that. Also, online journal, we're doing a great reportage as usual. Teen Screen sets up shop in Illinois. That's right, a controversial plan to screen all Illinois school children for mental health disorders is set to become reality June 30th if the governor accepts the final proposal from the Illinois Children's Mental Health Partnership. And this is the New Freedom Initiative. We narrowly defeated it. And I tell you what, we ought to get Dr. Breeding on in maybe 20 minutes today or something in the third hour. He tried to get on a few days ago, but I had two guests on. We couldn't have him on to talk about the Homeland Security Conference going on in Austin, Texas, and how that connects into, quote, mental health and these brainwashing camps. And I was unable to have him on. I just thought of that, so do me a favor, guys. Call my producer and see if we can get Dr. Breeding. I know he's probably seeing clients today, patients, but let's try to get him on to talk about this just briefly. But Teen Screens set up shop in Illinois. Here it is, folks. I mean, you want it, you got it. You want proof of the New World Order. Every child from age 5 to 18 forcibly psychologically tested according to guidelines written up by the drug companies. Very, very, very serious. They're saying it is a 70% chance that we're going to be hit by nuclear weapons or atomic weapons in the next 10 years, that someone's going to be hit by it. Very scary. And I didn't spend enough time on this yesterday. KSDK News Channel out of Missouri, where they're putting the thumb scanners in, and of course they've got cops in the article, only people they could find for it, going, oh yes, thumb scanning to buy and sell, oh it's so wonderful. It's like that police chief I had on a few months ago from Bergen County, the Bergen County police chief in New Jersey, big county, millions of people in it. Oh, he thinks we should all have microchips, and if the government makes us, he'll enforce it. We should trust our government and take the chip. I mean, we're extreme. We're bad if we don't want the chips. Yes, we're very radical here on this broadcast. We don't think you should be made to take a chip. Man, we are radical. We're out there on the fringe. Man, I apologize for being so extreme. Really, I am a weirdo. Aren't you too? I mean, we're a bunch of lunatics. We don't want microchips.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Friday from 11 to 2 Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight Central Time. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to have wide open phones throughout the broadcast today at 1-800-259-9231. Again, any issue, any news story, if you disagree with me, if you agree, you want to talk about different pieces of propaganda you've seen on the nightly news or read in the newspaper. But the only catch is, if we're going to take a lot of calls and go to them in rapid succession, we're going to have to limit each caller to about a minute and a half, and my comments to about 30 seconds on your call. That's just the way it works. People get cut short so that you can get on, and then you get cut short so others behind you can join us on air. We did this Friday and took around 50 phone calls, and it was great radio. But I will intersperse the broadcast with masses of important news. ACLU man joins Minutemen. Local chapter gets suspended. State officials say group will not tolerate racism, vigilantism, and leadership structure. Now, Bush has said, tattle on your neighbors, watch your neighbors. Truck drivers, they gave 400,000 of them. Manuals, 400,000+. Do you see a man and woman arguing? Is someone smoking a cigarette that doesn't look like tobacco? Is someone wearing a backpack on their back walking down the road? That's suspicious. Call the police. Call Homeland Security. But then the Minutemen go down to a 36-mile stretch of border, and simply sit there with binoculars and radios and cell phones calling the Border Patrol as smugglers and drug dealers and illegals pour across, and Bush calls them dangerous vigilantes. Well, the approval ratings for the Minutemen are 80-plus percent. It backfired despite all the mainstream media demonization, and now Schwarzenegger's going, oh, I love the Minutemen, please come to California. Now Governor Rick Perry, who was saying he didn't like them, is now saying, okay, I guess you can come, and I guess you're okay, I guess we do like you. Due to pressure, they're flip-flopping. And, I mean, this is so patriotic. The government is saying we're under imminent terrorist attack. We've had, what, four congressmen on this subject, Ron Paul and J.D. Hayworth and Tom Tancredo and just so many others on this subject. It's so patriotic to just simply go to your nation's border and call the Border Patrol when you see illegal aliens pouring across. They're committing felonies. But no, no. We have the FBI flyers and training manuals where it says, do they make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution? Call the FBI. Are they part of a Second Amendment group that claims that it's an absolute right? Are they anti-communist? Well, call the police. Call, call. I mean, it actually says it. And not only in Road to Tyranny do we have the training manuals and the flyers, we have in Kansas City FEMA teaching firemen, sheriffs, deputies, and police that America's bad, the Founding Fathers were terrorists, George Washington and Benjamin Franklin were bad, and that Christians are enemies, period, of the government. We played that audio here on air. Folks, many of you have seen the video. You can call in and back me up on this for new listeners. And for those that doubted it, in the film we say, here is their internal documents under Clinton and under Bush, it's continuing, where they are training the police that homeschoolers are potential terrorists. People didn't want to believe that manual, and now you've heard in the Associated Press about it in Tennessee, Ohio. It got big news, big coverage in Michigan last year. Just type in Michigan public school drills, homeschoolers, terrorists. And they had 200-plus third graders get out in the field by the school. They pulled buses up. They splattered fake blood on them, fake arms and legs and intestines. By the way, we shot video of this in Belton, north of Austin, and that's in Road to Tyranny. We shot that 4 years ago. That was even before 9/11. But we put it in the 9/11 film, where they have fake intestines and fake arms and legs blown off. But that was in the reports out of Michigan. And the school said, well, we were told to get the federal money. We had to do this. This is what we're supposed to do. And the cops dressed up as adults, and they were the Homeschoolers Against Public Education, was the name of the terrorist group, the simulated group. And they did mock explosions in school buses. They splattered blood on the children. They ran around with machine guns screaming at them. Now imagine being taught 20 years ago about, you know, let's say at the Quantico Academy for the FBI, imagine being taught, this is what they were taught, that the Soviets are bad and the Soviets have re-education centers and the Soviets scare their people and tell them Americans are going to kill them any minute and they're evil. Well, the Soviets never got their children out and splattered fake blood on them and danced around in smoke with machine guns, screaming, we're homeschoolers, we're going to kill you. We're homeschoolers, we're going to kill you. So you see, folks, the neocons tell you all this war on terror, oh, it's just for them evil Muslims. Well, no, it's not. Okay? The real training is going on against independent churches, Christians, homeschoolers, people that don't want to vaccinate, people that won't give their guns up, people that won't give their farms and ranches up. You know, I have the video of troops all over the country training to take our guns, training to take over city halls, training to confiscate our firearms. And I have gotten internal video that I wasn't even allowed to show. I was just shown the video by workmen at a base in San Antonio. This is 5 years ago when Marines were there with role players playing the part of American farmers refusing to give up their land, and the Marines practiced mowing them down. I got very angry at the construction team, the gentleman that would not give me the video. They shot it from a rooftop while they were there doing work on the roof. They would just let me see it and then wouldn't give it to me. I've got stuff that's very similar shot in Oakland, California, and Swansboro, North Carolina, and Hebron, Maryland, and other areas. So, folks, this is not a joke, okay? This is not a joke. This is real. I mean, I have seen video of Marines practicing mowing down people with signs saying, "Not, don't take my farm, this is America." It's so sick, folks. They even had the farmers singing pro-America hymns, and the Marines simulate shooting Americans. I mean, this is the type of stuff, folks, that's going on, okay? All right, and you can go get WorldNet Daily and AP and all these articles about training that the homeschoolers are going to kill you. Imagine the mind control, the brainwashing, the traumatic mind control of taking 7-year-olds. What are third graders? First graders are 5 or 6, 7. Yeah, 7 and 8-year-olds. 7 and 8-year-olds and splattering red syrup on them, splattering fake intestines, splattering arms and legs. Total mind control. Oh, your government's good. Oh, your government, you can trust them. No, this is an illegitimate criminal government that's overthrown our legitimate federal government and is now overthrowing our state governments and setting up these federalization systems. So the ACLU, man joins Minutemen, and they dissolve the local chapter. They're so outraged. Survey, nuclear attack, chance 70%, UPI. Lesbian declared psychological parent. The parents don't even get the child. The girlfriend of the woman who died in a car wreck gets the child. Very scary, folks. G8 still sells arms to regimes. How the globalists are arming all these third world dictatorships. We will get into the latest developments on Larry Silverstein's supposed comment about pulling Building 7. Teen Screen, again, the New Freedom Initiative, set to start enforcement in Illinois. I have an incredibly scary article here about RFID program for the cadet uniforms. And when you go to up there at the CIA-run Aggie Land up at College Station, Texas A&M, you're going to have tracker chips in your cars to go to the school and tracker chips in your uniforms. Hope you enjoy it. And also, forget credit cards or checks. Pay with your fingerprint. I want to just go over this because it's really happening. Wayne in Nebraska, first caller. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Welcome. Did you hear about the Power Hour and Stan Deo yesterday on their program where they had Stan had predicted that there's going to be a massive earthquake there in California?
There have been a bunch of big earthquakes.
This is going to be a big one, Alex. He's put out he said he's scared. And so just people there, San Francisco, all along the West Coast, just be prepared as best you can because he's been pretty accurate so far. And he predicted that 7.0, and they didn't give him any warning. So be aware of that. And my second point is the Green Party's going to...
Well, the 7.0 came after 3 other earthquakes.
Yeah, but this is going to even be bigger.
You just said no warning.
Yeah, they didn't warn him. No, they gave him no tsunami warnings or anything. So anyway, that's according to him. You can get on his website.
Well, now they're having big CNN pieces. You know, what would happen if a tsunami hit California?
Yeah.
It could happen. So they are talking about it.
He's been pretty accurate.
I saw CNN, and I probably watch an hour of TV a week. Maybe I saw CNN do a report on it.
Well, yeah. Well, anyway, you make me want to look on his website sometime.
Okay. Well, thank
you. Maybe you could have him on as a guest sometime because he talks to Joyce and Dave. Second point is, Green Party's going to protest Bohemian Grove.
Yeah, they have a lot of folks that show up and protest Bohemian Grove. That's coming up the 15th. That's when they do their High Holy Ceremony to Moloch.
Yep, they're going out there to protest it. So.
All right, thank you, sir, for the calls. We'll be right back.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever wondered what former President George Herbert Walker Bush meant in 1990 by saying the Desert Storm War was a good chance to start the New World Order? The New World Order would cause us to lose our freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution and also our national sovereignty. Is this what Americans want, to be merged into a communist-style one-world government? We'd like to help you to understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Predicting volcanic or tectonic activity. But all over the globe, seismologists and volcanologists and others have documented record levels in modern recorded history, which is only about 150 years since they tentatively started trying to record all of this and began understanding it. All over the world, we are having record volcanic and tectonic activity. There have been a bunch of earthquakes in California. and a whole passel of them off the coast. And they are building. They've had big earthquakes there before. They have increased the building quality and the structure's resistance to collapse. But, yeah, that's a good reason not to live in California. So it is serious. But I'm not in the business of predicting that there's going to be a mega earthquake, folks. Bill in Texas. Bill, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex. I got three quick things for you. I heard the first newscast on the Kennedy death. And there was a guy who told a reporter there that he heard three separate shots. And they later called that a motorcycle backfire. Now, I also heard the Oklahoma report on the Murray building up there. And the seismograph supposedly reported two separate explosions there 20 seconds apart.
Yeah, University at Norman picked it up, and so did the U.S. Geological Survey.
Okay, now getting back on up to today's thing, on 9/11 there, if you can get a hold of them first photos of those buildings falling, you can see where the rows of explosions were put in the outside of the skin to keep it from falling over against another building.
No, but, I mean, we have those photos in the new film. We have them posted.
Okay, there's little rows of explosions there
you
on the outside.
You can see the explosions,
skin.
Boom, 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 as it goes down.
Right,
and
on
we
the
have
outside.
The firefighter saying, did you see the explosions going off
okay,
down
now,
the side of the building?
To get those in there, they would have to be pre-planted probably when the buildings are built. And it may be a common procedure in those high-rise structures to stop the whole wall of that building from falling over against something else.
No, they don't pre-wire buildings.
I don't know, I just couldn't figure out how in the world they could have got them in there unless, your window washers or some crew would have had to be
Well, they
there.
Had three separate evacuations and locked down whole mm-hmm. areas of the buildings 2 weeks before for several weekends.
Okay,
and
well,
special armed crews, security crews, the bomb-sniffing dogs, suites were not allowed in the days before.
Well, I did air conditioning for years, Alex, and I could walk into most any building with just my uniform on and a bag of tools in my hand. And that may have been what went on up there as they had some crews in there doing it.
Well, we're talking about a massive operation, though, to plant that many bombs.
Well, they would have had to, if they'd had a big remodeling in one floor or something, it would have covered a lot of that. Yeah, I just didn't know. I'd never heard that brought out that you could see those outside skin explosions hitting. But I remember seeing them just clear
yeah,
as hell.
And then as it collapses, you have giant sections of steel being blown out hundreds of feet.
That's right. But
that doesn't happen in a collapse.
No, but you watch those outside skin, and you can see those rows of explosions on that skin, on the outside skin of that building on the bricks.
No, absolutely. I know, Bill.
Okay. Well, I'll get off. I had never heard that brought out, so that's the reason why I was bringing
it up.
Well,
sir, you need to get Road to Tyranny. We show them removing the bombs from the Alfred P. Murrah building.
Mm-hmm.
And we show how the feds carried the bombing out. Then we also, in Road to Tyranny, show what happened on 9/11. But in more detail in my new film, Martial Law, we spend an hour just on 9/11. And of that hour, probably 20 minutes on the controlled demolitions.
Well, the Murray building would have been blown backwards instead of forwards if it hadn't been blown from the inside.
Well, exactly. Pieces of it were blown across the street. Thanks for the call. In the opposite direction of the truck bomb. It's a joke, folks. Let's talk to Carl in Ohio. Carl, go ahead.
Yes, I just was looking for some information. I've had from several different sources. I've heard where there are Chinese troops in Mexico, and I was wondering, is there any information on that anyplace?
Several South Texas papers and several national publications have reported on Texas sheriffs and other law enforcement groups saying they've seen Asian troops with the Mexican troops that routinely fire on state police, Border Patrol, deputies, and the citizens.
Yeah, okay, because I was calling.
Yeah, there are tens of thousands of Chinese troops in Panama. They run the Panama Canal, and there are Chinese troops advising Mexican troops in Mexico City. That's been in the news.
Okay, because I was talking to my senator's office.
Freeport, sir, off the coast. In the Caribbean, has a Chinese port, military port. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, anyways, I was talking with my senator's office, and I was saying that we were talking about CAFTA and how I thought it was a bad idea, and they were trying to tell me how great it was. And I was saying, well, does that also get rid of the Chinese troops in Mexico? And the woman said, what Chinese troops? And she wanted information.
That woman probably can't even tell you, what the Third Amendment is. She probably can't find Iraq on a map either.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Wendy Malik from Just Shoot Me, here to tell you about Pets 911, a free public service changing the way we care for pets in every community nationwide. Across the country, there are thousands of healthy, adoptable pets waiting for a loving home every day. By calling 1-888-PETS-911 or visiting 1-888-PETS-911.org, you will find the location of your closest adoption facility as well as tons of other information you need to know as a responsible pet owner. So when thinking adoption, think Pets 911.
Soon, the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There's absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become a world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcast. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Wide open phones today, whatever issue you want to raise, any news item, you agree with me, you disagree, 1-800-259-9231. Reuben and Johnny and John and many others, your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. I'm having one last showing of my film, Martial Law 911, Rise of the Police State, coming up this Monday, next Monday, the 27th of June, 2005, at 8 o'clock at the Alamo Draft House on South Lamar. And I'll be there, and I'll give a speech, a lengthy speech, about 15 minutes or so. Then we'll take question and answer before the film, because I've taken question and answer after the other five showings or four showings, the fifth showings tomorrow night. And so I'll do things differently at this last showing. And I think I'm going to have a Bill of Rights quiz, and I think I'll give away 10 free copies of Martial Law to the audience. I think I'm going to do that. So if I forget on Monday, I'm going to have to do that. Just remind me, hey, the question and answer. And I'll throw out questions on the Bill of Rights, and whoever can answer them will get a free DVD. That's coming up this Monday. Listen, folks come in from out of town, and it's sold out, and they get turned away. What happens is we end up putting some chairs in there for them so they can sit down. We've done that a couple times. Don't wait. Go to InfoWars.com. Link to the Alamo Draft House. It's really easy to do. Buy your tickets online there so you know you have them. Or if you live in Austin and you're driving by South Lamar, or you got friends or family that do, get them to drive by and buy the tickets early. You can buy them right now at the door. And we're about 5 days out. And the tickets are going quickly. And we'll tell you when they get down to just a few tickets left. But, folks, about half the tickets are left right now, and I've just been plugging this for 2 or 3 days. So they won't be there long. So come to this last showing, the sixth showing of Martial Law 911, Rise of the Police State. It is my best film. It's a great way to meet like-minded people. And the Alamo Draft House is a really nice place. You get to eat right there at your table, and they got really good food. And it's a beautiful theater. It's a lot nicer than their downtown one. I'm not bashing their downtown one. I had the premiere there. That's the original Alamo. But the South Lamar is just so nice. And next Monday I'll be in their biggest theater. And I really look forward to seeing you there. If you live in different parts of the country and can't come, I totally understand. Why not get a copy of Martial Law? Again, it is my best film, and it details the latest police state developments. We spend 35 minutes on that. We confront Michael Moore and show how he's a whitewasher, covering up what really happened on 9/11. Then we spend an hour on September 11th with the latest info, the most powerful info, diagramming how the globalists carried the attacks out, showing all the evidence. And then we spend an hour on who the globalists are. The Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, Schwarzenegger, Bush, Nazi Nexus. It is my best film. It's really three films in one, a veritable mini-series. You can order the new video or any of my 12 films or any of the other books and videos I carry on the video and bookstore we have on InfoWars.com. Or you can call toll-free. They can answer your questions about different titles and different specials we're offering. Be sure and ask about those when you call. In the interest of time, I can't go over all the specials here, but some of the videos are 75% discounts. 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or go to InfoWars.com and order videos via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart. Or my book or Paul Watson's book or any of the great videos and tapes and books on tape and CD that we carry. You can watch clips of the films. In some cases, I mean, take Martial Law. I've got half the video up there for free. American Dictators got 44 minutes of the film up there for free. Lengthy clips. Watch clips of the film and then order it. And then make copies and spread the word. And last but not least, you can sign up for 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions at prisonplanet.tv. Takes about a minute to sign up. Get your own secure passcode. Hundreds of weekly TV reports, hundreds and hundreds of my best audio interviews, all 12 of my films, dozens of other films I've been authorized to post there, my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other e-books. Folks, an e-book usually costs about $5.95. Okay, one e-book. You've got my book, Paul Watson's book, alone. That's worth getting a monthly subscription. So again, prisonplanet.tv. And the funds go right back into expanding the websites, doing a better job, getting more information out to you. All right, let's go back to the calls, and then I want to get into, you want to go into Texas A&M, you'll have to have a tracker chip in your car. You want to wear one of their cadet uniforms, you're going to have tracker chips. And how that dovetails with forget credit cards or checks, pay with your fingerprint going into the stores. It's all happening. The new Freedom Initiative going in Illinois before psychological testing and drugging. They're saying 70% chance we will have nuke attacks in the next decade. I agree with that. The globalists are going to do it unless we stop them. Let's go to Reuben in Ohio. Reuben, welcome.
Thanks, Alex. Great show. Love Martial Law. Everybody who's seen it loves it. I wish somebody up here in Ohio would bring it to a theater. I'm up here every day making as many phone calls to radio stations, getting the word out and what have you.
Good job.
Thanks. Peter Lance really embarrassed himself on Coast to Coast. I didn't get a chance to call in that day and give you my comment, but...
For those that don't know, we had a debate last Thursday.
It was a waste of time, in my opinion. Peter Lance and that other guy brought up so many lame stories, wasted so much time. God bless your partner there, Griffin. for keeping the thing so professional and getting back to the evidence. He wasted so much time, I couldn't even believe it, Alex. Peter Lance, is he washed up? He only brought one story to the table about Super Dolly or whoever, some guy they found outside Building 7. He's so lame.
Well, he was trying to imply that, okay, they did bring Building 7 down. He admitted that, but it was probably some Al-Qaeda person.
But he didn't even... I heard him tell that story on Coast to Coast before. And I heard him... I stayed up all night listening to him that first time thinking he was going to be good. He's so lame.
Well, he would do stuff like, I would bring up FBI agent deputy director John O'Neill, who quit 2 months before, said in newspaper interviews, they're going to let Bin Laden attack, which is a whitewash itself, as a pretext to invade Afghanistan. Then I brought up how he tried to stop it, and Lance goes, see, he was running security in the weeks before, he would have stopped it, and I never could get out. No, his first day at work, according to the Associated Press and the New Yorker magazine, was September 11th.
You know what, Alan?
And he died on the 76th floor, right? Where, I mean, look.
I think a lot of people know that.
Huh?
I think a lot of people know that he died his first day on his job, because that's kind of like an ironic fact, you know, in pop culture.
Well, this is what was amazing, though, is that I would bring up how Lance brings up Iraqis involved in Oklahoma City and goes, oh, look, see, Iraq's involved. And I go, wait a minute, they were brought here by the U.S. government. That's the Washington Times, L.A. Times. Bush Sr. brought them in, 4,000. Clinton brought in 2,000 more. We know that they were protected. The government seized the surveillance cameras. I said, those are the government's Iraqis. And he goes, Alex, there you go again. I never said Iraq was involved in 9/11. And I clearly said Oklahoma City. So, see, I would quote him, because I heard that interview he did 3 months ago. I stayed up late listening to a few hours of it. And then he's a former producer of Nightline. He's a five-time Emmy Award winner. So, and the guy's a lawyer, too.
Hey.
And he really kept trying to divert the issue, but I think he failed.
Well, he ate up a lot of clock. And that other bozo that was with him, I don't know who he was.
Levine would just talk about his resume.
They play the tape, and then he wastes all the time and says, hey, everybody, call up your congressman. No, we're not calling up our congressman about your silly little issue. We're here to talk about the evidence today. You know, you said that was the most looked-forward-to event. It was, man. That was the hottest thing.
No, it was promoted for about 3-4 months, and it was anything I've ever heard of, the most promoted. It's the second biggest radio show in the country to begin with, and I appreciate... Listen, I'm going to say this up front, and I appreciate your call, Ruben. I want to thank George Norrie. He's amazing. I mean, and I'm not just saying this because he has me on his show. I've had a chance to sit in studio with him for 3 hours when he was here in Austin. I've had a chance to give a speech with him at the KLBJ Talk Fest here in Austin. I've had a chance to be on his show, I don't know, 7-8 times now. Last night, I got home late from working on some stuff, and I was in the car listening to Coast to Coast, and just what a gentleman he is to the callers and how professional he is. And hey, he came out last night and said Peak Oil's a fraud and did it in such a gentlemanly fashion. He does so much good. He's had, like, for every guest he has on that says the government wasn't involved in 9/11, he'll have like 10 guests on saying they were. And he's taken a lot of heat for that. And, you know, he's not perfect. You know, he talks about a lot of other wacky issues on his show. But, frankly, that's what folks want to hear. And, you know, the show is about ratings. But I think deep down, in fact, I know deep down, I've talked to him, George knows what's going on. George is concerned. George is worried. And, you know, he had to earn his bones first, being there a few years before he started taking the program in a new direction. But, I mean, I'm even thinking about writing an article about this, commending George Norrie. Because the direction he's taken it, I mean, for a broadcast this big, believe me, it's doing good, folks. It really hit me last night listening to him, you know, talking about Peak Oil being a fraud. And think of the heat he gets within that organization when other people are saying it's real. So I really want to thank George Norrie. I mean, I don't know any other major national outlet like that that'll let us talk about Larry Silverstein, that'll let us talk about Building 7. he was criticized for, you know, having all these people saying 9/11 was an inside job on, one after the other. So he's really stuck his neck out there, and he has reinvigorated that broadcast that had really, fallen off before that. So, you know, number one, they got to go where the truth is, and George knows that. Number one, he does care about the truth. I know he does. He gets away with what he can, with that type of mega audience. And, again, I can only commend George Norrie. I mean, I really cannot stress that enough. George Norrie did a great job. And they told me they're going to have me back on by myself very soon to talk about 9/11. Okay? And I've been wanting to go on there to talk about 9/11 specifically. You know, I've been on there, and he's brought up 9/11. We've probably, in a three-hour interview, talked about it, 30 minutes, 40 minutes before, which is huge. You know, we're talking 14, 15 million people in that 30 minutes getting to hear it. And there's just so many other interesting issues. Again, I don't want to just engage in a love fest here, but understand, Bill O'Reilly, his highest ratings ever are 2.7 million in an entire hour of that stink bug. That's the number one show in news cable. Tucker Carlson, the number one show on MSNBC, has 232,000 listeners. Folks, we have more listeners than that in an hour. We have more listeners than that in 30 minutes. With the numbers we've got through the handful of stations that we're on that have Arbitron. You understand? The network has bought the Arbitron ratings. You understand? That's why we're able to get all these great advertisers now. Okay? Because, understand, most of the stations we're on don't buy the Arbitron. So most of our stations, we don't even know the listenership. In the handful of stations we've got that buy the book, and then this network bought the rights to get that synopsis, very expensive, then you take that to the advertising agencies. This show has more listeners than MSNBC's number one TV show. Okay, do you understand that? Now, my broadcast is small compared to George Norrie, but it is exploding. You understand how big Coast to Coast is, folks? With 14 to 16 million, on an off night, 14 million listeners an hour. On a big night, 16 million listeners an hour, and they had a lot more than that last Thursday. So it is the second biggest regular media event. That is four news in the country. Rush Limbaugh is numero uno. And you aren't about to get, just compare George Norrie to Rush Limbaugh. Compare the gentlemanliness, the meekness, the kindliness of George Norrie to a Rush Limbaugh. And then look at him in that light. All right, that's enough of the love fest. And folks, the amount of listeners we're getting from doing these interviews, the amount of people that come and find this broadcast and then really get the truth, it is only good. It is a blessing. All right? Let's go back to the calls here. Let's talk to Johnny in Vancouver, Canada. Go ahead, Johnny.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
I heard you on Coast to Coast, and I'm kind of, this Peter Lance guy, everybody's pissed off at him, when I think everybody should be clapping, because what the guy did was pretty much make people curious to go check out what you've said. And I mean,
he sounded so ridiculous. He committed Harry Caray in the debate when he attacked me.
Gates. And the thing is, the common person who's listening, who doesn't know anything about the facts, is probably thinking, well, you know what? I'm going to go check out what this Alex guy has to say, because why is this other guy so threatened by what he has to say? And, I mean, he did you a favor, because most people that I talked to, that I told to listen to this program, because, they don't know until they actually hear it on something mainstream, all said that guy seemed like he came on that show to discredit you, and that's all he was there for.
Well, he did savage me, but it was so obvious. attacking my character, calling me a demagogue.
Yeah, he wasn't talking about the issues. He was just talking about you.
He would imply slander, and I'd say, well, okay, give me specifics. He couldn't do it.
Yeah, exactly. Another thing, I got your, I got pretty much all your videos on DVD, and I've watched all your current videos, and I just got Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove the other day on DVD, and I must say that is the most disgusting stuff that I've ever seen in my life, and I'm glad that you actually got that footage, because, you know what, people don't know what's going on until they see something like that, and it just, it draws the picture perfectly to what's going on and why things like 9/11, like Iraq, are happening. Because when people conduct these type of acts, you know, in privacy, and do this stuff with our, probably our taxpayer money, and then they have nerve to say that they're good Christians, you know, makes people really think. And I mean, it's not a nice picture to paint, but people have got to see it and got to know that these guys are just fraud.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call. More calls, a ton of news straight ahead. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping your arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
All right, folks. I got a lot of news here and a ton of calls. I'm not going to spend all day on Coast to Coast AM, but laying here in front of me in my broadcast studio is a printout from Coast to Coast AM last Thursday, and it says WTC Demolition. Thursday's first half-hour guest, Morgan Reynolds, the former chief economist for the U.S. Department of Labor during 2001-2, shared his view the WTC collapse was likely a controlled demolition. And before they even had it, the debate, they had Morgan Reynolds on, just laying it out, and there's George agreeing with it. I mean, who else is... And again, people freak out over these shows with 2 million viewers like Bill O'Reilly or 200,000-something viewers like Tucker Carlson's moron program on MSNBC. It's because of the prestige, the suits, the teleprompters, the fancy graphics. And so even though that they have tiny audiences compared to talk radio and the web, for that matter, I mean, my website, which is medium-sized compared to some alternative sites, still dwarfing them in many cases. Despite that, they still make us feel like we're the minority. They still have the illusion going, even though we're not even really watching them, still when we tune in once a week or something, oh, that's what the big people say. That's what the, it's an illusion. It's a mirage, folks. You know, you think you see, you're out there in the desert dying of thirst, and you think you see palm trees and an oasis and scantily clad dancing girls, but once you get there, you find out it was vapor. It was an hallucination. I mean, they don't have as much power as you think. The power is a complete mirage. Let's go ahead and keep going to your calls. Let's talk to John in Oklahoma, then Emmett, Bart, Sean, Nick, and others. Go ahead, John.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
I'm a farmer here in Oklahoma. I got, you know, grass-fed cattle and, you know, probably one of those people you were talking about the other day, you know, might be with Al-Qaeda, you know.
Well, yeah, we're weird. We think you should feed cows grass. They're not meant to eat meat, much less rotten meat, and that's why they get mad cow. And you heard the lady. Her mother thinks she's an evil hippie because she only wants grass-fed beef. I mean, how bizarre. I mean, to think that cows should eat grass.
Oh, I know. I'm having second thoughts myself here. It's so horrible. a couple of points I wanted to bring
up.
Well,
it's downright unnatural.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Everybody knows cows are carnivores. Okay.
Oh, yes.
But now you've admitted you're bad, so go ahead.
Well, I was wanting to bring up the point. I was wondering about, you know, some thoughts that you might have. By having a lot of controlled release of incriminating evidence about 911, if the establishment isn't trying to get people behind a fake left solution, and I was just wondering about...
Well, that's what I've been saying for 4 years.
Well, it seems to me it's perfectly obvious that it's very, very good chance that it could happen.
Well, I've been saying that before 9/11. But, I mean, that's... And the Europe's going to save us, and they weren't involved, and, oh, the Democrats will save us, they weren't involved, when they are all involved.
Oh, well, I can see it coming now. I mean, there is so much, there's so much incriminating evidence coming along through the mainstream that it really looks like something like that is possibly going to take place.
All right. Well, thanks for the call. They tried to contain it. That is, certain sectors did. They meant for a little bit of it to come out, but they didn't mean this, you know, for this much to come out. It's like they wanted civil war in Iraq, but controlled civil war, controlled chaos, not total bedlam. So things are going worse than they even planned. Let's talk to Emmett in Pennsylvania. Emmett, go ahead.
Yes, hi, Alex. Go San Diego. You've got to watch that basketball game tonight.
I'm sorry, I don't do that.
Well, I don't. Normally I don't, but, oh my, it goes down to skew point.
Well, they're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. I'm a little more worried about that.
Yeah, I understand. Hey, on all news radio, they're running spots asking the callers to call our Arlen Specter, Senator Arlen Specter, to stop the Patriot Act, which is unusual for a big station.
Well, a lot of people have read what's in it and are angry. Second hour coming up.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.